This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Springs police investigating an officer-involved shooting in southeast Colorado Springs. Shooting took place after a police chief that started on the west side of Colorado Springs on Colorado Avenue, where the suspects reportedly shot at the officers multiple times before finally being stopped using a tactical maneuver at Shelton and Delta, just off of Academy and Shelton. No injuries to any of the responding officers in this case. Of course, we're waiting to hear more from the police about this ongoing investigation. Colorado Springs fire crews quickly responded to a fire at an apartment complex at Academy and Woodman. Crews called to the Villages at Woodman Apartments just after 5:15 this morning. Crews quickly got the fire under control. Two units were affected by smoke and fire. Four people have been displaced. One person transported to an area hospital for treatment of difficulty breathing. Investigators currently on scene trying to determine the cause of the fire. In total, 45 firefighters responded to that blaze. No one was hurt after a Sunday night apartment fire in Colorado Springs. Crews tell us the fire started in an apartment's balcony at the Five Fountains Condos on North Murray last night. No one was in the apartment at the time, but there was a dog in the unit. That dog was rescued safely, crews say. There was some smoke ventilation damage, but the majority of the fire was contained to the balcony. Colorado State Patrol says one person died in a crash on Highway 50 near Canyon City over the weekend. Investigators say the driver of a minivan lost control near mile marker 273 on Saturday, causing the vehicle to roll and crash onto a rock wall. An adult and a child were in a car seat injected. The adult died on the scene while the child suffered serious injuries and had to be airlifted to a hospital in Colorado Springs. Five other people in the minivan were injured in the crash and were treated at St. Thomas More Hospital in Canyon City. Authorities continuing to search for a motive in last week's deadly vehicle ramming attack at the Capitol that left one Capitol police officer dead and another injured. ABC's Aaron Katursky with details.
After Noah Green lunged at officers with a knife and was shot and killed by police, investigators spent the weekend examining his recent movements and his social media posts. On Facebook, Green said these past few years have been tough and these past few months have been tougher. The 25-year-old said he left his job due to afflictions. He referenced the Nation of Islam. Though it's unclear his religious beliefs played a role in Friday's attack, relatives had expressed concern about his mental state and his suicidal thoughts, and investigators are considering whether this was staged to provoke a suicide by cop. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Guns flew off the shelves in the month of March. KRDO's Brent Carmen breaks down those numbers.
According to FBI data, more than 4 million Americans initiated background checks for gun purchases last month. That's a 36% increase from February. The surge comes after several mass shootings that reignited America's conversation about gun control. House Democrats passed a pair of gun control bills that would expand background check requirements on all gun sales and transfers. Republican senators are expected to oppose the measures. Bryn Carmen, KRDO News Radio.
A popular Colorado Springs attraction has reopened to visitors. Seven Falls opened for the season over the weekend. Visitors required to park at the North Penrose Event Center and ride a shuttle to the park entrance where they can buy tickets. Masks are required while riding the shuttle, and once inside the park, those masks can be removed. Seven Falls will be open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through May 23rd, but will open Thursday through Monday, beginning Memorial Day weekend. The Air Force Academy is planning in-person graduation ceremonies for cadets in the class of 2021. The Academy says via a Facebook post that cadets will be allowed to invite up to three guests for the ceremony on May 26. The Academy will decide over the next week or so whether COVID-19 numbers will allow for additional guests to attend the commencement ceremonies. No word on who the keynote speaker for this year's ceremony will be. Colorado Springs City Clerk is not expecting a large turnout for this week's municipal election. They're not even expecting it to exceed 50%. The latest update on the election posted to the City Clerk's website as of Friday shows a voter turnout of just 17%. The Colorado Springs Gazette reporting overall turnout expected to be between 30 and 40%. Deadline to turn in those ballots in the election is 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. And, of course, you can find all the details as the primary races on the municipal ballot are various city council races. We have detailed and featured breakdowns of all those races at KRDO.com, as well as a list of all of the places to drop off a ballot throughout the city of Colorado Springs.
Partly cloudy skies, warm and breezy for your Monday afternoon. Look for a high of 79 degrees in Colorado Springs, 86 in the Pueblo area, with winds out of the northwest at about 5 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy overnight into Tuesday morning with morning lows in the low 40s, 43 Colorado Springs, 45 in Pueblo. And then we have a chance for rain and snow showers Tuesday afternoon and evening, maybe even an isolated thunderstorms. Cooler temperatures with highs in the low 60s for Colorado Springs, 69 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.